And as you just heard Julia point out, one of the biggest issues that state legislatures will face this session is the future of the Affordable Care Act. The federal government says more than 360,000 people in Arkansas have benefited from the expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson will have to deal with that. I asked Governor Hutchinson about that statistic and whether his constituents should worry about losing their coverage.
Well, they obviously have an interest in their health care, but they should have confidence that there's going to be a plan put into place that improves access to health care but is also affordable. And so we have, you mentioned 360,000, which seems like a high number. It was estimated there were going to be 250,000 on the expanded Medicaid rolls, and it has expanded larger than anyone anticipated. There has to be some controls put into place. That's where we need the flexibility. If you give me a block grant type approach where we can manage the budget and the numbers and put in incentives, then we'll make it work in Arkansas, just like other states will make it work for the needs of their state. Right now, we've got a one-size-fits-all approach from Washington. I believe a President-elect Trump and his administration is going to give the states more flexibility, and that's the most important place for it to start.
You know, I'm looking at your resume here. I was reminded that you worked in the Department of Homeland Security. You were an undersecretary for border and transportation security, which means you were tasked with tackling the issue of immigration and border security. What do you make of Donald Trump's immigration plan? The wall, for instance, will it work? Will it get built?
Well, what he's said since he's been elected is that he's going to concentrate on deporting criminal aliens, which is the same policy that and priority that President Obama had. And so he's taken a very reasoned approach to it. The main message of what he needs to accomplish is a more secure border. Obviously, I don't think we need a wall, physical wall, along every mile of the border. You need flexibility and strengthening border security and balance it with more resources on the border with a more robust employer verification system for those who are applying for jobs to make sure they have a legal presence in the United States. So, you know, you need to have a more balanced approach, but his emphasis on border security and the integrity of our system is critical for any change that might come down the road. That's where he's got to start.
But, Governor, that conversation is very difficult for some people to hear in this country. Of course, Trump has promised to roll back Obama's executive actions on immigration. I want to ask you about the mood of this country, the mood of where you are in Arkansas, and whether or not Donald Trump owes it to the American people to do more to reach out to different groups of people that do feel alienated right now.
Sure. I think it's a very important part of our messaging that we are an inclusive country, that immigration is an important part of our history and the fabric of our society. And so, yes, I think that message needs to be balanced. You can talk about tough border security, integrity of our immigration system, but we also need to balance that with just a recognition as the important role that the immigrants, legal immigrants, play in our country.
You were also the DEA administrator, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and your state, Arkansas, was one of many this time around to vote to legalize medicinal marijuana. How do you feel about that? Is this country at a tipping point now that medical marijuana has come to the South?
Well, we are, and I was disappointed with the vote. I opposed the legalization of medicinal marijuana, as they call it.
But didn't you say that if doctors want to prescribe it, that they should be able to do that?
Well, we have that now. Yes, we have a regulatory process called the FDA for new medicines, and that's the process I would prefer to be followed. The medical community has not said that we need it, but that's what's important now, though, is that the people of Arkansas, despite my objection, voted for it, and so we're working to implement the vote of the people. But it is inconsistent with what we've done historically for states to implement a procedure, medical marijuana, that continues to violate federal law. The Obama administration gave a waiver, basically, and said, we're not going to enforce federal law. We're going to wink and nod and let the states go ahead. The first question is whether the Trump administration will have a different approach to it. I suspect that they will, in the end, allow the states to continue to innovate and implement what the people have voted for.
Do you think that's the right call, though? I mean, is it time for the federal government to drop its resistance to legalized marijuana? The cat's out of the bag. It's legal recreationally in 8 states after this election.
Well, that means it's illegal in 42 states. You got to distinguish the medicinal marijuana versus recreational use that they've adopted in Colorado. That's not what we have in Arkansas. That should absolutely be resisted by this administration. I hope the Attorney General and the President does that. That's not the direction that we need to go, and I'm not in favor of that.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Great to be with you. Thank you.